It's going to be an active day. China announcing that they're raising interest rates for the fourth time since the financial crisis happened in 2008. We think interest rates are low here. Let's compare them to China. In China, of course, everything's controlled, but the one-year deposit rate, that'd be equivalent to, I guess, our one-year CD rate in China, they're raising it from 3% to 3.25%. Try to find that rate in the United States. China's raising, of course, they control the banks, they're raising the one-year lending rate from 6.06% to 6.31%. And we keep talking about inflation and how our country's in denial, at least our leaders, about that there's inflation here. In fact, Fed Chairman Bernanke is on record as saying that there is no domestic inflation. It's only happening in emerging markets. And I guess he's somewhat correct about that because consumer prices in China jumped 4.9% year over year, February versus a year ago. A lot of merger and acquisition activity going on, kind of a blockbuster deal announced yesterday afternoon in the tech sector. Texas Instruments buying one of their oldest rivals, buying National Semiconductor for $25 a share, $6.5 billion in cash. But what's shocking about that, that's a 78% premium over what the stock was trading just the day before. They're doing that to beef up their market share in the analog semiconductor business, trying to reverse a sales slump. National Semiconductor has a very small sales force. Texas Instruments has a huge sales force. In fact, TI points out that they have more salespeople just in China than National Semiconductor has in total. But it will indicate that the market's kind of skeptical of this. Shares in TI dropped yesterday. Usually that happens, a little gobble or drops and the gobbly stock goes up. But they're paying such an enormous premium that many analysts are very skeptical about the wisdom of this. A lot of other merger and acquisition activity going on. KKR, the private equity firm, paying $2.4 billion to buy a unit of Pfizer. And here's one that got my attention. Many people don't know who Diamond Foods, who that company is, but they're the company, among other things. They own Emerald Nuts and Kettle Brand Potato Chips. They're going to buy from Procter & Gamble the Pringles business. Many people aren't aware of the fact that all the Pringles in the United States are made in one plant, which is in Jackson, Tennessee. They're paying $1.5 billion for that company. It will almost double the amount of snack business that Diamond Foods has. And what's interesting is that Procter & Gamble has been selling off food brands for the last several years. They sold off Folgers earlier. They sold off Jif peanut butter, Crisco shortening, a number of other things. This was the last major food brand that P&G had as they exit basically the food business.
What about it, John? Which is your favorite, a Pringles or just a regular Lay's potato chip?
You know what? I'm such a junk food freak that I would have trouble making that decision. But I do know when there was a tornado that devastated Jackson, Tennessee, you may remember a few years ago, and it hit the plant that made the Pringles, and I was a little bit concerned about what my supply line would be in that case.
All right. That's a fair answer, sir. I think you like both.
I do. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, John. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You hear his reports here on KFPW and on Cool 104.7. You can reach him by calling 479-782-2527. That's 782-2527. And email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.